Hello, sweetie. How are you? Good. Welcome to the Acceptance Clinic, sweetheart. I'm Dr. Alyssa, and I'll be helping you today. Could you sit down on the bed for me, darling? Good. Now, tell me, do you know what we do here at the Acceptance Clinic? No? That's okay. People get referred to us if they have a background of lacking sex education or other factors contributing to patient lacking knowledge in or acceptance of sex and sexuality. It looks like coming from a conservative household or being a former student of an underfunded school seems to have been a root cause for you getting referred here by your doctor. We essentially work to educate those who are unfortunate enough to have gotten lacking sex ed. We largely work to integrate those raised on conservative fringe into larger sexual society. Now, could you tell me what pronouns do you want me to use to refer to you as? Oh, what does that mean? Oh. Do you want to be referred to as he and him, she and her, they and them, see and sir, or something else? He and him are fine? Okay, I got that. Thanks, sweetie. Now, could you be so kind as to point out approximately what your genitals look like here on this chart? If none apply, I can bring a separate chart. Image 2. All right. How do you want me to refer to them? We can go with words like penis, dick, cock, clitty, whichever one is okay. All right, darling. Do you want me to change it up and try some different words out? Of course, darling. Now, just so you know, and just in case you're worried or anxious, no one else will find out about anything that's gone on in this room or in the clinic in general. It stays completely between us. You are totally safe here, and you can always be totally honest. And tell the full truth. Our walls are also noise isolated, and I have a sworn oath, so you're totally safe with me, sweetie. This treatment and exam is all for you. Does that sound good? Yeah? That's great, darling. I think it would be a good idea to start off with a general physical exam. Is that okay? Great. Could you please undress for me? Yes, everything. It's okay, darling. You won't get chilly. I'll give you a blanket if you're cold. I'll turn away from you now so you can change. Are you done? That's a good boy. Now lay back on the bed for me. Yeah, good boy. Oh, there's no need to cover up, darling. Would there be a shame to cover up such a cute body? And I'm only here to help you. But that little blush is very cute. If you ever feel unsure about what I'm doing, you can always ask and I'll always explain. And if anything I'm doing feels bad, wrong, or uncomfortable in any way, I'll stop. Is that okay? That's great, honey. Now, let's start out here. First off, let me examine your torso a bit, pumpkin. Normal development and musculature, and not a lot of hair growth yet. Can I touch you for a bit, darling? Okay, let me just put on a pair of medical gloves. All this is for you, darling. So we wouldn't want to make you uncomfortable in any way. These gloves are a bit cold and stale, so I'm warming them up. Okay, that feels good enough. Now let's start with the exam. Is that okay? Okay, that's good. Let me just run my hands down, feeling your lumps and muscle development. That's all good, sweetie. Everything seems completely normal. Just relax for me. This feels nice, doesn't it? That isn't the main focus. This is just to check your health. But it's always nice to be physically examined and felt up like this, isn't it? Your neck now, feeling your collarbones and neck muscles, squishing your chest and running my gloved hands down your sides, down towards your groin. Oh, that felt good, did it? When I felt your sides for a bit, that's quite a good reflex. I see your nerves are working well. Now, let me focus a bit on your chest. Can I touch your nipples? Okay, that's good. That's so cute. You started gasping a little. And that also shows your finer nerves are doing well. Let me see if I can get them hard, just to examine your finer muscles and sexual response. Yeah, I can feel them hardening. Let's go a bit further. Does this feel good? Oh, it's intense. Yes, it is, sweetheart. Have you ever done this before? No? That's cute. Now you know a new way to make yourself feel all nice. Yeah, I think they're quite hard at this point. Let me just grease them a bit with my thumb to examine the texture. That looks good to me, darling. Did that feel good? Yeah, it did? I'm very glad, sweetie. Oh, it was intense? Of course it was, baby. Masturbation isn't just something you do with your genitals. You can use any part of your body that feels good. Masturbation? You don't know what masturbation is, darling? Have you ever heard of jacking off? Not that either? It looks like I'll have to teach you then, honey. But you do know what sex is, right? Yeah? Okay, that's good. Have you ever had sex? No? Okay, so during sex, what most people chase is an orgasm, which is when your genitals start to twitch and convulse, and feeling really very good and warm. You've never had an orgasm, have you, sweetie? No? That's okay, darling. When most people with penises like you, darling, have an orgasm, they usually secrete semen. When this happens within a fertile vagina, that is, girl parts, it causes pregnancy if they're lucky. if neither are on birth control? Both on birth control? Oh, right. Birth control is different products you can use to prevent pregnancy when having sex, like condoms, or these rubber sheaths that you can put over your penis, or birth control pills, which will prevent someone with a uterus and vagina from getting pregnant. So you can also have sex because it feels good, right, sweetie? And birth control is not just to stop pregnancies. Birth control, such as condoms, can also be used to keep you from getting sexually transmitted diseases from sexual partners. Using a condom is always a good idea if it's not with somebody you trust a whole lot. So, masturbation is when you try to cause that good feeling you get from sex, but without having sex. So, like rubbing special places with your hand, or using a dildo to make it feel like someone is putting their penis inside of you. So when a person with a penis is aroused and is in the mood for sex, the penis will actually become stiff and bigger because it's filled up with blood to make penetration easier. And if we look at yours, we can see that it's flaccid. Wait, let me look closer. Wait, no. You're actually very stiff. You're just a bit on the smaller side. That's okay, of course, sweetheart. We all develop at different rates, and having a small penis doesn't mean that you'll be bad at sex or undesirable or anything of the sort. Let me just examine him for a bit, darling. You know, a lot of people really like smaller penises, just like yours, darling. So it's nothing you have to worry about. Yeah, it all looks good to me, darling. And by the way, I'm thankful you shaved as instructed because a lot of our patients forget this. Well, what can I say? You got a cute little dick. And there's nothing off with that. It's just small. And that's great, darling. Your little penis gets hard and all that, just as it's supposed to. I can also see that you're uncut. You know, a lot of boys and girls prefer boys with uncut foreskins. You've just got to put in the effort to wash the little head, don't you, honey? Have you been washing behind the skin like you're supposed to? Yeah? That's a good boy. Now let me also examine your pre-ejaculate production. Can I pull the skin back? Yeah? Okay. Let me just... Oh, there's that cute little twitch again, sweetheart. I can see that you're practically dripping with pre-cum, aren't you? Is your cute little penis feeling a bit tingly right now? Yeah? That's great, baby. That's what it's supposed to feel like when you're in the mood for sex and intimacy. Do you want your special parts to feel even better, darling? Yeah? I think I want to start off by teaching you how to make yourself feel good. Did you wash your butt out too, like you were instructed to? That's good, baby. First off, let's teach you how to stroke that little dick. Let me just bring the model out. Now this one is cute, isn't it? I had to pick out the smallest one to demonstrate with, just to match yours, darling. First off, making sure you use the lube especially if you have the skin peeled back like you do now. Here, let me hand you the bottle. Open your hand and pour a bit into it. Now make sure you spread it so that it's nice and slippery, just like that, sweetie. Now, do on your penis as I do on the dildo with your dominant hand. Wrap your fingers around it like this. I'd go with just my thumb and middle finger and pointer finger so that you get some space to move around. Seeing as you're small. That's one of the best bits about having a little penis. You get to stroke all of it in one tiny little movement. Boys with bigger cocks actually get to use their hands, or even two hands, when they want to rub their dicks. Isn't that funny, darling? Now you can start moving your finger up and down your shaft. Feel for what feels good, pressure and speed-wise, yourself. That's a good boy. Try rubbing the little head of the sensitive area on the underside, just like I'm doing. Oh, there's a cute little noise again. That's called the frenulum, sweetheart. It's very sensitive. Keep rubbing that special spot for me a bit. That's it, baby boy. You can make any noises you want. Oh, you're blushing so much. Is this embarrassing? Yes? That's quite all right. I'm only here to help you out. Is it intense? You can go back to just going up and down like you started, sweetie. Going slowly and gently, just like I do. That's it, baby. You're so stiff for me. Your little cock is so twitchy and jumpy. It's very cute. Oh, look, it's pulsating. Very cute, baby. Now, if you feel prepared to, you can use your second hand to feel some other areas on your body. Remember how good it felt to stroke your nipple? Yeah? Play with your chest. With your other hand now for me, darling. Yeah, just like that. Squish it a bit and play with your nipple. That feels good, doesn't it? If you want to, you can start stroking your little penis a bit faster, just like I do. Oh wow, your first moan. That was very cute. Does it feel that good? Okay, keep going for me, baby. Are you enjoying this, darling boy? That's good, honey. Keep going. That's it, baby. Now, stop stroking for a bit, just like I'm doing. Want to know another way to make yourself feel good? Well, we didn't have you wash out your butt for no reason. You see, behind your penis, you have an organ called the prostate, which takes part in the production of semen along with your testicles. It's also accessible through your butt and quite sensitive to the touch. What I want you to do is to use your other hand to give it a little rub while you stroke your penis. Does that sound good, baby? Getting a nice rub on the inside while you rub your little dick? Yeah? Let me help you with putting some lube on your other hand, since your dominant one is all sticky. Now, just rub it on your fingers. That's a good boy. Now, just start stroking your dick again and gently press those two fingers against your shaved little hole. Make them into a hook shape, just like I'm doing, or keep them straight like this. That's a good boy. That's one finger. Think you can get another one in? Good boy. Now, just look for that tender, sensitive spot. Have you found it yet? Oh, that's a cute whimper. And your dick twitch too. Think you found it? Yeah? Good boy. Now give it a little massage as you start stroking your penis again. Oh, you're moaning again. And you're twitching. Go a little faster for me, baby. Do you feel something building up? No, you're not going to pee, silly. That's your orgasm building up. Do you want to come for the doctor? Yeah? Okay, keep going, baby. Do whatever feels best. Good boy. Good boy. Come whenever you feel like it, sweetie. Just let it out. Good boy. That's a good boy. Keep going. Get it all out. Such a big load, darling. That's a lot of cum, isn't it? Good boy. Such a good boy. Now, just lay back and catch your breath. Was that intense? Yeah? It's usually the way in the beginning. And your little cock is even smaller and cuter now that it has let all the cum out. Looks like even the little ones can be growers, doesn't it, baby? Let's clean your little mess up. I think it would be a disservice not to have a taste. Just to see what you like. You want to have a taste of your cum, pumpkin? Get some off your belly with your finger and try it out. Tastes good, doesn't it? It varies from person to person, but I know my girlfriend can't get enough of it. Okay, I'm curious, because I haven't had it in so long. Can I have a taste? Yes? Thank you, sweetie. Now let me just... Yeah, that's delicious, honey. You must eat a lot of fruit. That actually makes it taste better. Did you know that? It's always good to know. For if you're going to suck a future partner off, or for your future partners who might want to taste your cum. Now, let me see. Let me just wipe up the rest. Now you're nice and clean, aren't you, pumpkin? Now that we've taught you some anatomy, had some sex ed, and now that you know how to make yourself feel nice, wouldn't you like to know more about things for your future partners and who you're into? Yeah? Okay, so while all of this broadly sorted into romantic and sexual attraction, most people identify as heterosexual or heteroromantic, essentially meaning boys who like girls and girls who like boys, both for romantic and other intimacy, as well as sex. Then there's homosexual and homoromantic, which broadly means girls who like girls and boys who like boys. And then there's bisexual and biromantic, which is boys who like girls and boys, and vice versa. There are, of course, also asexual, which is when you're not interested in sex as much as or at all, and aromantic, which means the same but in a romantic sense. Then there are also a lot of other different gender identities other than girls and boys, broadly referred to as non-binary, which is when you feel like you can't only be described as boy or girl, but instead feel like both, neither, a combination, somewhere in between, or any other identity you can think of. Gender and sexuality and all that is less like a straight line from boy to girl, and more like an entire landscape where you're free to identify and feel however you like. Do you feel like you're a boy? Yeah. Okay. And have you ever felt sexually attracted to boys? Have they ever made your special spot feel all tingly and stiff? Yes? That's great, honey. What about girls? Girls too. Well, you might be bisexual then. Honey, that's great. Or some other sexuality, which includes both boys and girls. You're actually going to get a pamphlet with some major sexual and romantic attractions, as well as gender identities before you leave, so you can read all you like about them. Doesn't that sound good, sweetie? That's great. Then there's kinks and fetishes as well. Kinks are when there is something very specific and sexual that can help you with getting off, like special sex positions, dynamics, lingo, or toys. For example, some people like to be dominated by women in bed, and that's called femdom, or female domination. And some people like taking on cute doggy or kitty characteristics, or those other animals, all being the submissive, and that's called pet play. There are a ton of different kinks and fetishes for you to explore and experiment, darling. And there's no shame in enjoying something as long as it doesn't hurt anyone. Have you calmed down a bit since that big orgasm you had a couple minutes ago? That's good, sweetie. You think you could take another one? Because there's one last bit of this examination left, and it could require another orgasm. Think you could take it, pumpkin? That's very good. Now, this last bit is to check how you're likely to respond to actual sex. We're going to check this by using a fake plastic orifice on your penis, often called a onahole. Does that sound good, baby? Oh, your little stiffy is standing at attention already. He's so excited. That's all I needed to hear or see. Now, let's get this onahole looped up. You see how much lube I'm pouring onto it, darling? That's all so it feels good as it possibly can on your little cock, sweetheart. It's filled to the brim now, isn't it, pumpkin? Now, let's get it onto that little dick of yours. There's that moan again. I like so much. Feel good, sweetie? Good. I think you're ready, baby. Yeah? There's that moan again that I like so much. Feel good, sweetie? That's good. Yeah, you ready? It's gonna go faster. Oh wow, you're twitching so much. Does it feel good, darling? Yeah? There's some liquid leaking out of the ona hole. That's pre-cum, isn't it? Yes. Yes, it is, darling. Good boy. Oh, sugar. You're moaning and panting so much. Does this feel good? When it's all tight and firm around your shaft? Yeah? Want me to go faster? Yes? Feels good, doesn't it? Your little cock is stiffening and throbbing so much inside this tight little ona hole, isn't he? Oh, darling. Shh. Calm down, it's almost over. Gonna come for me? Yes? Come, darling. Be a good boy and come. Come now, sweetie. Me cummies for doctor. Good boy. Good boy. Shh. It's supposed to be intense, baby. This is a test. You've been doing so well for me. Well, you pass with flying colors, darling. Look how much cum there is. You can see it all the way through this little ona hole. Wait a moment, let me lift it off for you. That's a cute little noise. Was that good? I can see there are stickies all over your little penis. And look how filled to the brim the ona hole is with your mess. That's very good, darling. That's very healthy. How did it feel to fuck your first hole, even if it wasn't a real one? I'm so glad you feel that way, honey. It's gonna feel even better when it's someone you really like. Now, let's get you all cleaned off. And let's pull that little foreskin back to its original position, shall we? Oh, your head is so sensitive. That's good, baby. Now let's get you all dressed again. Let's leave it at that, shall we? Did you enjoy your time here at the acceptance clinic? Yeah? Here's a pamphlet that I mentioned. Feel free to return anytime you like, darling. We'll always take you for who you are, and you're always welcome here.